This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Half of the hour on the DJV program. I'd like to think that we are learners and leaders here. That is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and I. Learners are leaders, and leaders are learners. I think a lot of people think sometimes I sound like Professor Stefan. My daughter is Professor Stefan, not me. But I do think that we all have, we experience what they call, what Oprah started. Use the phrase teachable moments. Wasn't that Oprah who started that? Seems to me, using that phrase.
She definitely uses that phrase. I don't know.
We can give her credit. Sure.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's kind of what we come across here. Teaching is influence, and I definitely think that we have influence. I know that Jennifer and Victoria do. Jennifer does with her local morning program that she does after this one in Los Angeles. So it's a good time for you to hang on. And as many people have noted on the air and off the air, that listenership to this form of media, because there are different forms, it isn't just the media, the news media, the entertainment media, the motion picture, television, whatever, there are all different types of media. But this media, this form of media, news talk, conversation radio, has seen a huge increase in listenership because we're on top of it. And sometimes the conversation is, you know, something comfortable for you. Other times it's challenging to listen to stuff that you may not want to hear. But I believe that that is, I've always thought that was my job. And that's why I was never number one. Because, you know, some people just don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. But, you know, that aside, one of the other things we're known for is having fun and some good news. Jennifer has some good news for us right now, as a matter of fact. What do you have, Jen?
Well, a story that's kind of interesting. It's got some tentacles in the coronavirus crisis, but still really good news. So there are a pair of California siblings who are really shining examples of what you can do with academic achievements and accomplishments. But they're still being kind of put in the backseat because of the coronavirus. Tierra Abraham is 14. She was accepted by 8 universities. The kid is 14 years old.
Wow.
She got accepted by Berkeley, University of California at Berkeley, UC Davis, USC, University of the Pacific, San Jose State, Sacramento State, San Francisco
Wow.
State, and Cal State East Bay. She's an opera singer from Sacramento who sang the national anthem at the San Francisco Giants game last summer. She hasn't decided where she'll attend. She said she knows she'll be the youngest student to be admitted to any of these schools in California. For instance, USC has an acceptance rate of 16% to 20% for someone who goes in with her major, which is looking for a Bachelor of Music. She will be transferring from American River College with a perfect 4.0 GPA. Now, she's got a brother. Tierra's brother is Tanashik, I believe. And he also has grabbed headlines before for some of his pursuits in academics. He graduated at 14 summa cum laude from one of the toughest majors, biomedical engineering, at the University of California at Davis. So what are you doing today?
Oh, my gosh.
He graduated high school when he was 10. Now he's
10?
16.
Oh, my God.
This kid is 16. He's wrapping up his second year in his PhD biomedical engineering classes at UC Davis.
Doogie Howser, wow.
Yeah, unless one of these kids, I guess, discover a vaccine, they'll probably have to celebrate their success virtually for a while. They're obviously pretty wonderful accomplishments, but it's unclear whether or not they'll actually see classroom time in the fall because a lot of these UC schools are considering going all online in California. So it, kind of interesting, but really cool story about this family of overachievers. My gosh.
All right, here's another family
playing
story.
Barbie dolls at 14.
The story of a couple named Courtney Hamill and Nathan Cotton, who are 31 years of age. They live or came from Huntington Beach, California, Jennifer. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment, had regular jobs, and last year they decided, they saw a 60-square-foot van and decided to buy it because they wanted to travel. So from having travel experience last summer, they decided that they lived and they had shelter. So what do they need their apartment for? Maybe a shower. At any rate, they got out of their apartment and they've been living in this van, and they have
down by the river.
Well, they do. They don't have a place to shower. They don't do laundry, and you know, I mean, they have.
It's an old SNL.
No, I got the Chris Farley joke.
Really? I don't know that you want to explain it or it's not.
Yeah, man, down by the river.
Yeah, if you know it, you know it. If you don't, it's not worth explaining. Go ahead.
Well, I was never a big fan of his. So anyway, moving along. They've been living for 8 months in this cargo van. He apparently, they travel from city to city. He gets a job for a month or two as a yoga instructor. And they also...
Smelly one.
Yeah. Well, they when he's working in a gym, he takes a shower there. They've been saving up their money. She runs a wellness blog. And so anyway... they have their van. If you see pictures of it, you see it all. They pretty much stay all the time in Orange County, Jennifer. They park in his father's driveway, or her father's driveway, I guess.
So there is a house that they could be in, but they're in the driveway instead.
Right. Yeah, right. So I wonder.
I'm going to go with insufferable hippies.
Yeah.
They're even hippies for $500,
Alex. Yes, Alex, for $500. They're all over TikTok. With their stories.
Naturally.
And why do you say that? What is TikTok?
How much of my taxpayer money has paid for them to live this life? Just extra.
I would wonder about that. I wonder, yeah, that's a great. See, that
they
always
have to
is
be on the take.
Subtle side of.
They're on the dole, right? For sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so, but are we making a mistake by heralding what they're doing by giving them sort of notoriety or. They become celebrities, minor celebrities.
Well, this is all on you, Stefan, because you're the one that talked about this story. I talked about those kids who have, child power
achievers.
A different
they're not living in a van.
So wait, so what exactly are this? So this hippie couple, they're just driving around doing random wellness blog posts.
What they said.
I hate them already.
Like, I don't even like them. And I'm the liberal here, so.
They're practicing quarantining. By not exchanging since the whole thing started several months ago, they haven't had contact with any human beings other than the two of them. And they've just been traveling.
Well, how do
they get food?
How is he showering at gyms and giving instructions?
Personal contact. Who knows? They've given the two, their two-room apartment is now available for the homeless in Orange County. That's another question, by the way. What is going to happen when we do go back to traveling and wanting to experience? For example, I got out of the apartment it wasn't an apartment, it was a house that I rented in California when I left in March. I just canceled the lease and left. And so now when I go back,
somebody looking for you?
No, not at all. No, but I was thinking last year, because I went for a year without having a house out there, and I would stay when I'd go out in hotels. And that sort of thing. And now I'm thinking, why do I want to stay in a hotel, even if
you
it's an upscale
hotel? You
should
just get a van.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe why don't you just take over their two-bedroom apartment that's available?
Because down in Orange County, and I don't want to go to Orange County. But anyway, it's interesting how people deal with all of this stuff. And we have such an interesting world. And we kind of have gotten stuck and not always recognizing the interesting parts of it. So thank you, Jennifer, for leading off with that story. 15 past the hour. Don't forget, speaking of stories, we have stories galore in our clip of the day at djvshow.com. If you're having custom patterns for your mask, you can join me because we talk in our clip of the day that's posted right now at djvshow.com. The mask that I have been wearing, you can see a picture of it at djvshow.com or on facebook.com/djvshow. It's a cow mask. And we discussed that at some length, why it is so appropriate. You can check it all out in our daily clip of the day, so you keep in touch in a slower. You can listen to the whole show, too, by the way, anytime during the day at that same spot, djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
As unemployment numbers continue to climb, the American Medical Association is working to increase awareness of health care coverage options for the recently uninsured. AMA President Dr. Patrice A. Harris has advice for those seeking coverage.
Because of the current pandemic, millions of people have unexpectedly lost their health insurance, but there are options. The first thing we encourage is to check with their employer. They may be able to extend insurance through COBRA. There are also options under the Affordable Care Act through the Marketplace Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour, is looking at some of the things, listening in my head to some of the conversations I had on other programs that I do, like Your Hidden Power, just a listening note. You can learn the tricks to having intimate conversations by listening to some conversations. I have a couple of recent podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com, Secrets for Living a Great Life, a lot of things that we don't normally think a lot about, but because we're moving away from, in some circumstances, conventional thinking, this program is good for people who like psychics and like astrology and like talking about things that are not necessarily a part of what some consider the real world. For me, it is a part of the real world, and that's why I focus on it and offer it to you as a potential 35 minutes of important time every week. It's Your Hidden Power Show. The most recent ones are number 141 and 142. That's the listing there for the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
More music. Music's such an important part of our lives, and it sometimes allows us to remain sane, and otherwise we'd be crazy. Brandi Carlile and Carrie Underwood and Darius Rucker and Kane Brown, Kristen Bell, Lauren Daigle, Luke Combs. See who else is in on this. The CMT Artist of the Year special. Sam Hunt. Tim McGraw. They're in the lineup for the CMT Artist of the Year special, which has been going on for 11 years. This doesn't sound... Brandi Carlile, in my mind, isn't a country music artist. Am I missing something?
She's like alt-country.
Really? Does this sound like country to you? Crank it up, Phil. What is it?
Very like Americana country, yeah.
It's a good sound. It's a good pop song. I like it. That doesn't sound country to me. It sounds pop.
No,
I like pop
make
music.
It on the top 40.
It wouldn't?
No. She's
really?
Like outlaw country. She's done stuff with Dolly. She's done stuff with like a lot of the legends. And so she's kind of got her own. This is not really a great example of what her music sounds like. This is a little bit more out there, but
yeah. I like it though.
Yeah.
She got a nice beat. She has a good voice. It's good.
A little folky.
This year, a little folksy. Is that what you said, Jen?
A little folky, I think.
Folky, yeah. All right, well, anyway, this CMT Artist of the Year special this year is going to turn its focus outward to honor heroes who have done a lot to help during this circumstance we find ourselves in. Let's see here. The announcement read, from the first responders and healthcare workers to members of the military, our educators, food industry workers, and so many more, the country music community is going to come together to honor these heroic men and women. The Evening of Unity will feature incredible performances, uplifting tributes, and a salute to those risking their lives on the front lines of our crisis. Other artists who have been announced already to participate in this thing, Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett. CMT Celebrates Our Heroes and Artist of the Year special is set to air at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the 3rd of next month. So, that sounds a look forward to.
I don't think there's anyone left in country that's not in this.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. It's easier to do a list who's not there.
Right.
Yeah. All the artists be filmed from their own homes. Another one of those shows. So, see where that goes.
It's been working so far. All that format from home. People's home studios are pretty legit.
That sort of a show, that show, it works. A regular procedural, it doesn't work.
Right.
I made mention of All Rise and how bad that last show of the season was, as opposed to how good it has been for the season. Just didn't work. Willie Nelson. Aha. Well, I always like it when we got a Willie Nelson special story. So in light of social distancing guidelines, Ray Benson's long-running birthday bash in Austin has been turned into a virtual concert for the edition this year, set for next Saturday the 16th at 8 o'clock Central Time. The event, as usual, benefits the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, led by performances, Sleep at the Wheel, Willie, and a group of country and roots artists. What's a root artist?
Like, roots artist meaning from grassroots. It's just a term
blues,
that they use for. Yeah, it's everything.
Grass,
it's like...
bluegrass? Listen, crank this up.
It's a mix of everything from Austin.
See, I love this kind of country music. Who's this?
I could stay with you and be your man, be your loving man.
Sleep at the Wheel.
No, Phil, he's going to have to tell us.
Sleep at the Wheel,
yeah. Isn't this great? I love this.
It's fun.
I learned about as much as I can stand.
Yeah. Fabulous.
All right, so anyway,
other performance, Cat Edmondson, Randy Rogers, Tammy Nielsen, Seth James, Randy Houser, Buddy Miller, Wade Bowen. So the performances are going to be broadcast on Asleep at the Wheel's YouTube and Facebook accounts, as well as on Health Alliance for Austin's Musician Facebook page.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's National Police Week, honoring men and women who serve and protect us as well as those killed in the line of duty. And a spokeswoman for the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, Marcia Ferranto, says because of social distancing, the fund is doing something it's never done in 31 years. It's holding a virtual candlelight vigil this evening.
We will read the names of the 307 fallen officers, men and women, from around the country who have given their lives to keep us safe.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying it's entirely conceivable that the U.S. could see a second wave of coronavirus this fall. The nation's leading infectious disease expert testified by video conference before a Senate committee yesterday warning about states trying to reopen too soon.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've no doubt heard that airlines are in big trouble given the pandemic, but airplanes in general are too. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun says the coronavirus pandemic has left the airline industry in dire straits.
Apocalyptic does actually accurately describe the moment. I don't think it describes the recovery.
Calhoun, speaking there on NBC's Today Show, he also says that it could take 3 to 5 years before passengers are in the air at pre-pandemic levels.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Israel today, where he's to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and leader Benny Gantz. The three plan to discuss efforts by both nations in response to COVID-19 and security issues related to Iran. Secretary Pompeo, the first senior Trump administration official to travel outside of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic. And forecasters are predicting the first tropical storm of the season could hit Florida and the Bahamas as early as this weekend. The National Hurricane Center is saying what would become Tropical Storm Arthur has a 50% chance of forming in the next 5 days. The official start of the Atlantic hurricane season's not till the 1st of June. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJB podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJB show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four after the hour. Hi, it's the DJV program with answers to your questions. Before you ask the questions, we have the answers. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan is here. So is Charles Warner, Suzanne Swanson, Michael Selby, Nick Jenkins, Karen Weston, Sandra Mordica. Hello to some of our friends and fans here on the DJV program. I want to, before we get to, travel news. I was just sampling some strawberries in a new box. So I wanted to acknowledge this because I think sometimes little things are important. Most people around the country know the family farm. Well, it used to be a family farm. It's now owned by a big conglomerate. But the Driscoll family started in the wholesale fruit business, 55 years ago in California. And the company has developed into the largest grower of hydroponic fruit in the world. And they are the largest distributor. You can't go into a grocery store, whether it's a local store, a regional, national chain, and not see Driscoll's raspberries, blueberries.
I think I just ate some of their strawberries.
Yeah,
strawberries. I don't think you can even find another brand besides
Bristol. Yeah, you can.
Berries.
You can find another brand. Yeah, you can.
Well, I've looked, but because I don't like buying, because the organic and non-organic are basically just the same when you buy from Driscoll.
Yeah.
So I don't like buying that brand, but it's hard to find other alternatives.
I'm not selling or shilling for them, but one of the things I like, I'm with you, I want to have fruit. I eat fruit during the course of the program every day, and I try to search. I find blueberries that are from other organizations, but it's hard to find raspberries, blackberries, that sort of thing. Once in a while, you can if you look around, depending on what.
Well, strawberries are on they're number one on the Dirty Dozen list every year. They're the most they're the most absorbent of pesticides. So if you don't buy organic strawberries, just save your money and don't eat them.
Right, or you're filling your body with pesticides. One or the other. Pick your poison.
Hey, flies never come around me anymore, though, so that's really good.
Yeah, there you go, Jennifer. So the reason I brought it up is because they are the first that I know of to move away from plastic containers and go to cardboard boxes, which are certainly much more easily disposed of, burned. You can't burn plastic. The amount we all know, if we're looking at our waste, the profile of all these containers that we get our food in, most of them are plastic. But now there are the effort by Driscoll to set the tone, which I think is a good one. So I'm not extolling the value and virtue of the product itself, but I am extolling and encouraging people that are doing, no matter what you're producing, put it in something that's disposable. And the cardboard certainly is. You got to put it in something. I'm kind of appalled Wegmans. Going into Wegmans, they don't have paper bags. They don't have cardboard boxes. They're requiring you to take out. You can't bring in your bag from home.
Well, all grocery stores are doing that now. Wegmans.
Let me finish.
Even Whole Foods.
Wegmans is only using plastic bags.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone is required to use plastic bags now. Yes, they are.
No,
well, in New York and New Jersey, Doug, it's a law. They changed it.
They take the paper. Why wouldn't they use paper?
Paper. Yeah, well, in New York and New Jersey, they have changed it so that you have to use plastic bags from the stores themselves because they don't trust that people are washing their own reusable bags.
So why not use paper?
And they don't because the virus lives on paper. It's a whole stupid thing, but that's the law right now.
The virus doesn't live on plastic? I thought that was one of the things about containers. That it lived on flat surfaces.
There's something
metal,
about
plastic.
The paper. I don't know. I don't agree with it because I hate plastic. But I'm just telling you we have no option in New York and New Jersey right now.
Wow, I've been making a lot of noise about that.
It must be a statewide thing because you can either get paper or plastic. You just can't bring your reusable bags.
Well, Wegmans is headquartered in New York, so maybe that explains it, Victoria.
I don't know.
Their headquarters are upstate New York, so that might explain why they're doing it.
I hate it. I can't wait to go back to using
my own bags. I'm not going back to Wegmans
paper bags, you know?
Paper bags.
Or give me a box. Give me a cardboard box for my stuff. I don't care.
Everything in one cardboard box. You go into Costco, and that's what they give you. The boxes that they get their stuff in, you can take and bring home with you. They don't have bags there either. You bring your own bag or you take a box.
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
Throwing them all away. You know that there are, that in the waste business, so much money is made on how to dispose of cardboard. You crush it up. And most stores like that, retail stores, have separate disposable, it's in the back, the haulage thing. What do they call the container? It's waste. It's container carry. So you put, there's one behind each store that has nothing but cardboard in it. They crush it and they push it in and they bring it and they burn it. Or they use it to make more cardboard. That's more productive. Use it to recycle. But it's amazing. What kind of waste? Woof.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that was my highlight of discovery. Now, those of us who want to travel, let's see what Victoria has come up with for ways to, or plans or dreams, whatever it is that we can make to. I'm itchy to get on an airplane and go see my children and my grandson.
You're not alone. A lot of people are already booking travel if you can right now. People, you know, we talked about it, I think it was yesterday. The cruises are starting to sell out for 2021. Yeah. And so there are amazing deals to be had. Just make sure that when you do book, if you're going to book a cruise, make sure that, you know, it's refundable just in case, you know, we get another wave of the virus or whatever. But people are starting to fly again as well, or at least plan on flying. And United Airlines is now the first airline to come forward saying they're going to allow customers to decide up to the last minute if they want to get on the flight or not based on the capacity of the flight. So they're going to let everyone know within 24 hours before your flight if the flight is now 70% full or more. And so at that point, if you get to the gate even, you can change your mind and you can book a different flight that's not as full. So this is not
really
that
helpful. Without any extra charge. No charge.
Exactly. No extra charge. No change fee, nothing like that. They said right now most of their flights are less than half full, but they know that, you know, depending on where, what route you're using, so if you're using a popular maybe like New York to L.A. route, that's going to be a fuller flight. And they're running fewer flights, which also makes certain ones more popular. So if you want, if you are flying United, I know I'm stuck with credits on United that I had two trips that I had to cancel during this pandemic, and they're not giving any refunds, so you're just going to have to hang on to your vouchers. But if you do want to fly and you don't feel comfortable on a flight that's full, and we've seen some images, you know, of
you see those
full flights.
Yeah. People are very
They're saying that they're trying to keep the middle seats open, but in certain cases they just can't do that. And obviously they're not going to turn away money right now. No airline's going to turn away money. So, but if you are going to fly on United, then just make sure you can check in with, you know, with their updates and see how full your flight is. And if that's something that concerns you, then just make sure you know what an alternate flight might be so you can keep your schedule going. But, I don't know how helpful it's going to be. I think it's really more peace of mind for certain people. Because to me, what's the difference if it's a full flight or half full? You're in the same air. You're
can in the air.
Yeah, I just don't understand how anyone can make logic out of that.
Yes, you're all sharing the same air, but it feels, and optically it looks weird when you see those pictures of everybody crammed in next
to each
other.
It's a psychological thing.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's why there are a couple of airlines, we were talking about Frontier yesterday, that are redesigning portions of the cabin. So instead of having three seats across on either side in a single aisle airplane, they put two seats next to each other so that there are only four seats and you have a little more distance between you.
But how long does that take to reconfigure a plane and multiple planes?
Yeah, you bring them in and to change the seats around a couple hours. That's all. They're all, if you look at the floor of the plane, you'll see the tracks that go down each side where the the seats are locked
in
the track.
Yeah.
No, not in the aisle, but in the underneath the seat, underneath the rug. If you pick up the rug under your feet, you'll see tracks. That's how they adjust the seats where they want to have more room up front and less room in the back, and wherever they put different seats, and they're clips that you just flip the clip. The seat comes out very quickly and easily, and you put another seat in. The actual change from one seat to another, you could probably do in 10 minutes. So
I thought that had to go back to, like, the manufacturer or something.
No. I just take the seats out and put new seats in. Do it very quickly. Travelers going to England will now have to self-isolate for a couple of weeks. They are going to require travelers to be quarantined to prevent reinfection from abroad. This is Boring Boris saying, I'm serving notice that it will soon be time, with transmission significantly lower, to impose quarantine on people coming to this country by air. So why haven't they done it? This is like requiring masks now. Where were you 2.5 months ago?
Well, England's so far behind. Boris Johnson just ignored that this was even an issue.
Yeah.
He was on a Brexit victory lap and skipped the first three meetings about the pandemic. So the UK is really far behind. But
funny,
what's the point, though, if you go to
one
Spain?
One person can influence.
If you go to Spain or if you go to the UK and you have to quarantine for 2 weeks, but you're still allowed to go to the grocery store. So you're still in with the general population. You can go to pharmacies. You can go to the grocery store. What's the point? I don't know.
That's a good question. It is a good question.
Who's going to pay to go to the UK and all you can go and see is, like,
nobody.
Is the grocery store or the farm or Boots? You can go to Boots or Sainsbury. That's it. It's not much of a tourist attraction.
No. And Spain as well. So, if you're going to travel, best to stay in the United States. Actually, I think this year is going to be a great year for traveling in this country in terms of deals and where you can go.
I think a lot of people are going to do road trips this year. I just have this feeling. Right. Air travel will probably be a while.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Maybe national parks will be a big site.
Well, are they open yet? And if they aren't, why
some
aren't
are
they?
Yep. Yeah, the national parks are on the
open
federal
them up.
Level.
Yep. Wendy's is running out of, this is something that continues to go on. I'm looking at the podcast from this past week's American Family Farmer Show, and one of the things we talked about was how Wendy's, the hamburger chain, is running out of hamburger.
Where's
why
the
that is. Talking. What did you say, Jen?
Where's the beef?
Where's the
Claire
beef?
Peller?
That's the question, yeah. We ask that question, and we talk about it, and what's going on family farms. This is a show that's geared toward families, farms, and food, and we certainly are finding a huge change in where we're getting our food, what people are saying they want for food, that kind of stuff. So if you want some more information on that, follow along, and we'll have some info on planting your garden, that kind of stuff. More and more people want to plant their garden, raise a couple of chickens and that kind of stuff. So help yourself. The American Family Farmer Show is available, a podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital health care services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers as the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners. Key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York. One of the greatest cities in the world deserves to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space. It's just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on the Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
After the hour, it's Wednesday. It must be time for Warren Eckstein, who is my, in many ways, best friend because he knows how to love the creatures of the world. And I don't hold it against you that you don't like the murderous bee that's coming from the Orient. You don't have to like that. But the way you love dogs and cats and animals in general. I think when I listen to that intro, we have your theme from the Pet Show that you use every weekend. Pet Show's heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. But then I listen, I think about if we could talk to the animals, yada-da-da. And I wonder how, I think Daisy, my darling English bulldog, is really becoming more familiar with my tone, with my words. And I think I'm becoming, you know, like she's sleeping in bed and she maybe makes a little grunt and I grunt back and then she grunts again. I don't know if I should admit that, but at any rate, decoding her and other animals' communication, is it just dog? Is it easier for us because we've domesticated dogs or can, you know, I believe I can talk to the cows. I can talk to the animals. Yes?
I had a conversation yesterday with a spider in my living room. Seriously.
Did you?
There's this spider living on my ceiling in the living room. Mm-hmm. Been there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Stay as long as he wants, as far as I'm concerned. Doesn't eat much. Doesn't take up much room. He can hang out as long as he wants.
As long as he doesn't come to your bed and bite you.
That's fine with me, too. I've been bitten before. So I had a conversation with him. I said, listen, you can hang out in here. It's nice. It's, you know, it's warm outside. I know it's nice and cool in here. And I'm not going to feed you. You're on your own. But you can live here as long as you want. So I have these conversations all the time with animals.
Yeah?
And they understand.
But did he say something back? And how do you know whether it's a boy or a girl, a spider?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I never looked that closely.
Really?
I guess I don't know.
Hermaphrodite.
Boy,
hermaphrodites?
No. I don't get a lot of calls for spider questions, you know? It's not like a spider's chewing up my shoes, Doc. Listen, I want to share this with you guys because finally, we've gotten a taste of what our dogs and cats go through every single day. We've been confined in our houses, nothing to do all day long but watch TV. Maybe we'll play a puzzle. We're stuck inside all day long. That's how our dogs and cats live every day. That's why you hear me get on the bandwagon every week about the importance of making sure that you give your pets tremendous amount of mental, physical stimulation and a lot of social contact. Our dogs are basically, we're going through exactly what our dogs do every single day. There's nothing to do. I can't wait till they come home. What are we going to do later? The same thing. So it's really important for us to understand that when we're alone, when we go back to work, hopefully it's not too far in the future, but when we do go back to work, we do understand that our dogs are going to go through some changes. We understand that, but also understand that it's important for you to remember what it was like when you were home all day. So when you get home from work or wherever you're going, take some time to stimulate physically and mentally your best friend.
So I wonder about that, too, because Daisy wants to come with me everywhere. And if she were to stay home, she'd be on the couch. She goes for exercise for an hour and a half every day, and then she comes back, and we jump in the truck, and we off on the farm stuff. But I can't have her engage in the farm activities with me because, obviously, she can't ride on a tractor or whatever. So she stays in the truck, and she looks around trying to figure out how she can chase the chickens around or whatever is in her eye. But I do concern myself with what she's doing because I want her to be stimulated. I want her to have a good, happy life. I don't want her to sit in the truck and be bored.
But, you know, stimulation is really important. But you have to understand there's a time, and I know you want to be around the dog 24-7. We all want to be around our dogs and cats 24-7. But from a psychological standpoint, that's not really good. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm home with my pets right now, and I love Molly and Willie more than I love anything else in this world, don't listen to these. the bottom line is this, that I literally go outside into my yard for a half hour, 2-3 times a day, just so, again, they're aware of the fact that I'm not going to be with them 24-7. So when I do have to go back out into the work field, they're not going to feel the same way. So it's a good idea to let them gain some independence by leaving them alone for short periods of time.
Well, I do. She's in the truck for maybe an hour or two at a time before.
I hope you take the keys out. I hear horror stories every single week about a guy left his dog in the truck. The keys were in the truck. The dog hit the thing. The truck took off. Whatever.
Oh,
be careful, Doc.
I do leave the keys. I leave the keys in pretty much
everything. Oh, jeez.
What?
Someone could just drive away with your dog in the back seat.
In the barnyard?
Well, why does she need to be in the truck in the barnyard?
Well, because that's where I am, and that's where she wants to be where I am.
Warren, I think you need an intervention here.
Hey, Doug, you ought to listen to that guy on Saturdays, the pet show. He's got some interesting advice.
He's really good. I've heard him. He's excellent.
Really? I've heard him as well. And he's got this fabulous product line called Hugs and Kisses, the great minerals and vitamins for your dogs and cats. Check it all out at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.